Yeah, how dare you, Zach? You might, like, genuinely, what the hell? What did you, we had it in the clear. We had a full win. There was no downside. No one would have thought to criticize. You, like, it was a very easy compliment to make. And you're like, well, actually, what if not good?
What you're telling me is that I could have just left things the way that they were. Nobody would have ever known. And then I just kept talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And you're surprised that I just kept talking.
No.
Okay.
No. But I... Oh, boy. I appreciate it. never boring, Zach. Never boring. Hello, Internet. This is Chase Wassenaar, and welcome to another special edition of the K-Pop Shenanigans podcast. It's time for the second half of September. First half, we talked about five songs that we were really interested in, as well as a quick news hit. This time, we've got six more songs for you in our 60-second segments. And when I say we, I am joined by Shay. Shay, how are you doing?
Good. I'm really excited about these songs.
Yeah, no, this is an interesting mix of songs for sure. I also, of course, do need to introduce Zach back as a full-time member of the show. How you doing, Zach?
I am currently counting the time until I start boiling.
We got just power through, my dude. The sooner we go, the sooner you will be back to air conditioning.
Do you really think we can move quickly?
Yes. I want to try.
I'm glad we're all delusional then.
I mean, regardless of how quickly we move, we cannot stop until we start. Like, you realize, like, the process doesn't change. The fastest way to get to our destination,
the only way out is
to
through.
Go towards it.
See, okay, if anyone was thrown off by how professional sounding our last one was with people who knew what they were talking about, now you have us.
Oh my god.
That's why I wasn't there.
Yeah, the only thing that's missing from this show that's already off to a rollicking start is Kristen, who is unfortunately unable to join us. Hopefully she'll be back next month, but we've got some songs we need to talk about, and our next one up is a debut, the one debut of the month that really stood out to us, and that would be ANS from ANS Entertainment. Now, ANS, would you like to each take a guess as to what ANS means?
I looked it up.
I looked it up too. Okay. I'm sorry.
Angels and Soul. You know, not even Angels and Soul, like with the ampersand, whatever. Like, it would have been like dumb, but fine. No, it's Angels, the letter N, Soul.
And they didn't even have the decency to spell it Soul, as in, you know, capital of Korea. At least embrace the stupid.
Yeah, or at least
I almost like that it's not.
Put a period after the N so it's like someone's middle name. Like, oh, yes, I'm Angels and Soul, the attorney at law.
Or ANS sounds good. You're fine.
It's so silly and dumb. But that is the name that they have. It's a six-person group. A lot of people that were basically trainees. One of whom was actually in the pre-debut group for Midnight that we noted did not miss in the newest version of Midnight when we talked about their latest song last month, which you should totally go check out. But this song is an interesting one to me. I want to just turn it over to you right away, Shay. What were your thoughts on Boom Boom?
This is the biggest letdown I've had in a long time. Oh, like, the video started and I was so excited because I was like, oh sweet, this is gonna be super cool. There's like a girl with a motorcycle. I'm really excited. And then the music part actually started and I stopped the video. I was built up so high and disappointed so much that I just couldn't go on. I wanted so much more for this than it gave me. And now I know what a moment for Midnight. And I don't know if that makes things make more sense, but I do not like this. I do not like this on, I think, any level. I wanted this to be better than it was on so many things. I see what they're trying to do. I think they say chillin' like a villain at some point. They have a part where they, like, the camera just focuses on her face no matter if she's moving, and it's just that thing where it just holds on their face, and that just makes me nauseous. So Yeah. No.
Yeah, this is a weird one. I because to give you an idea, if you listen to this video, like, it leads off with what seems like a teaser for a completely different song by a completely different group, like in terms of tone and aesthetic, like it's entirely different. And then at the end, it cuts back to that seemingly unprompted, and it does like the bong, like the whole Inception style. And it's like, what are you, like, what are you trying to tease? Why are you teasing a song that sounds better than the song that you released? Like, that's not great. Like, I liked Boom Boom for what it is. It's a decent song. I don't think it's anything that sets the world on fire, though it does have a very fun rap break. I do like the rap break quite a bit. The rest of it just kind of there. But, like, when you know that, why are you teasing this other song that has nothing to do with why we're here and just can lead to that false expectation?
I would have such a weird interacted choice with this song so differently if it did not have that opening.
It's an odd choice. You know, once you can get past it, there's some decent looks in this. I do think that leader and visual here in Royan is a talent that is someone to watch. I don't know how many other people in this group I'm going to be overwhelmed by, but it was a good rap break. I don't know, Zach, where are you coming down on this one?
I find it funny that we all focus on how much the intro is a weird thing, because one, the title of this song is Boom Boom. I would have thought it would have been a little while longer before another girl group decided, hey, let's make a song called Boom Boom.
No, but this one only had one B, not two Bs. It's different, because shut up.
Yes, because you're going to fucking hear the second B in the way it's pronounced.
You mean you haven't been calling it Ba-Boom Ba-Boom, whatever you talk about Momoland?
Ba-Boom Ba-Blah-Blah-Blah-Blah-Blah. Yes, that's the song. Blah-Blah-Blah-Blah-Blah by Momoland. Blah-Blah-Blah-Blah-Blah. I will also admit that I want to hear the song that the intro is. I want to hear that song more than this song. This song is, I'm more on Chase's side with this. This song feels maybe a little, it's girl group song number 15. It's very much a type of song that you expect to hear. Good rapper, good rap break. There's one part in it where they've got somebody riding a motorcycle in a warehouse, and it looks kind of like Crush by Weeki Meeki. And I'm like, does everyone in K-pop need to film in this goddamn warehouse? Why does everyone keep going to this? Maybe because it's cheap to shoot in warehouses, but still, it's like, all right, I've seen a lot of these things. If you're going to do this song, don't tease a song at the beginning that sounds completely different, because I like this song. It's, you know, it's, I've been hearing it in my head a lot, and not in the, oh God, get this thing out of my head way. I'm enjoying it quite a bit, but I'm just like, it's weird to bring that up, but you know, it's the context where you run into the thing first. And you know, if you hear it without that intro, you have a completely different thing. You know, it's like, I like the song. I like what I'm hearing. I think there's some promise here. But why did you make that other promise at the beginning of, here's this teaser? Because I'm like, this sounds like exactly what I want to hear a group do. And then you don't. I don't know. There's, sometimes you do start off a video with something, well, that's not really a part of the rest of the song, but at least kind of sounds like the song. It leads into it. This doesn't. It's, let's play 40 seconds of something different. And then song. It's overshadowing everything else. It's overshadowing the things that I like about this song.
And, yeah.
And it's a lot easier to get over that kind of like different intro when you know the group and they have a particular style and the thing that it leads into fits what we know for them. We don't, yeah, it's a debut. Like, there is no precedent.
This still feels like a pre-debut to me. I don't know if that's mean. They don't look, it still feels like,
well,
a
their pre-debut was last month. It was Wonderland, and we didn't talk about it. For a very good reason, which is that it was pretty dang mediocre.
I don't think I ever even listened to
it. I'm not even sure it ended up with 100,000 views until by the end of that month. It's
so Shay, what you're saying is you want this to be their pre-debut?
Yes. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I guess I'm especially cynical because I'm not, like, because I don't listen to as many girl groups, so I'm especially harsh on them.
Well, good. We need you here to balance me out because I'm way too positive on this.
It just feels like, in the climate we have right now, I don't think they will do well. They don't look polished enough to me. Their dances aren't tight enough. I don't think that they did. Like, there's a lot of moments in this video where I was just personally like, I don't know, like, wait another month and, like, polish it up some more. Some of the girls are pretty. And, like, you have there's certain moments where I'm like, this, like, that's, that looks right. But there's like some of the shooting, some of the just dances itself. There's just a lot of things in here that I don't think were finished yet. And that's why it still feels like a pre-debut to me. The video they were teasing in the beginning, probably why I gravitated more towards that, was because I was like, that one is a very completely different tone, but also in that brief moment seemed like, oh, cool, like this is someone's debut.
It sounded more like rock-ish.
Yeah, no, like that's...
And I'm like, I want that.
I want that. And it like looked a little bit like... I want that. Like,
give me more guitar and K-pop for the love of crap.
I didn't have very much like long to actually like look at what was going on, but it seemed, that itself seemed a little bit more polished than
I can't quite
doing.
Find if they have other songs that they've released too, like if this was part of a mini album or something with some more songs, because it could very well be. There are some times where they'll put part of a song, you know, part of a different song in a video.
So I've got some bad news for you. It is not that. There is no other song.
Okay.
And Wonderland, their pre-debut, sounds absolutely nothing like it. In fact, there is nothing that has been teased before or since that sounds like that. I don't understand. And again, like, you look at like the best look they had in this was that leather look. That's what they were advertising in their, you know, in the teasers leading up to it. And it's like, that's not the song that you made. It's the song that you played 40 seconds of and then didn't commit to.
Make that song. Make that song.
And like, I don't understand why you would tease that, it just so you could then get into a summer song 1 month after summer end.
What you do is, this is the pre-debut, and that is your debut song.
I
usually try to talk about these things, talk about the music, talk about the song itself, you know, as much as I can intelligently talk about music. And like, these things are usually interesting, but the side thing, but they managed to make it so distracting. I can barely think of anything else. And I like the song, and all I can do is complain about the way that they mangled the opening of the music video.
Well,
yeah,
what do you do?
It's such an easy thing to cut.
Snip 40 seconds off the front.
Yeah. Your video doesn't need to be 5 minutes.
And cut the bit off the end, too.
Yeah, no, which also didn't really work. And the fact of the matter is, we're talking about this because the song itself doesn't give us a lot to talk about. Because the song itself isn't that particularly captivating.
Yeah, it's...
And so all we have is the fact that there was this more captivating song that we would have been hyped for.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. The song is a decent version of girl group song number 15.
Yeah, it's...
You know, it's kind of generic, but not bad. Just kind of...
Yeah, it's a summer song that was released after summer. That
it's a summer song
in a genre. I mean, it feels that way to me. Does it not sound like a generic summery, like floaty, like?
I wouldn't think I would have to be calling Cosmic Girls brilliant for putting their summer song out at the end of May.
Yeah, that's,
you would think that would just be the default.
Yeah, you sure would think, right? I don't know what to think about this. ANS, I think all of us are pretty clearly not overwhelmed by what they did. If they end up ever making that song that they teased, we might hear from them again.
Yes.
Otherwise, mm-hmm. I feel like this is a group that's kind of destined to flop a little bit here. I don't think there was a lot of traction on this single to overwhelm some of the issues at play, but we'll see. We'll see if they're able to.
I hope. Okay. I hope.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's move on to Third Eye, Out of My Mind. Third Eye is a group that did Do My Thang earlier this year as their debut, which I think we thought was decidedly okay. I remember, Zach, you specifically noted that you forgot that we had talked about the song when you were editing the podcast, which tells you the impact that it had had on you. So I wanted...
That was also the marathon recording from hell, but yes.
You know, that's a strong way to describe hanging out with your friends talking about a thing that you love, buddy, old pal, old friend, old mine. But I do want to hear your thoughts as a result. What did you think of Out of My Mind?
I did not ever expect to see the song because I was pretty sure after the song with a stupid title that I'm not going to say because the way they say it is so stupid. But I honestly thought Third Eye was just going to drop off the face of the earth because they already debuted like a year or two ago as another group that flopped on arrival, and Third Eye is the three people that are left from that group. And you never make a group of three on purpose. You know, you always kind of end up accidentally backing yourself into having a group of three. And so I just thought they were going to flop and disappear after that. No, they did this song. And the thing was, despite saying that I had completely forgotten them when I went to their, I do remember in the podcast saying I thought they had some promise. And this feels like they delivered on that. Holy hell, I did not see this song coming. When I said a Twice song, that the Twice song was my third favorite of the month, this is number two. Ooh. Deja Vu is one, this one is two. The bridge, the pounding out of my mind, where they're like, in the video, they're like zooming in slowly in like the prison hallway. And the sudden, you know, and each time they go through it, more and more people come in. Just really strong visual there. Then they have this thing later on where they have a dance in the prison yard. They're wearing gas masks, dancing in the middle of a prison yard. And I'm like, this is such a weird thing and it works for me. I don't know why. I love the dance moves that they do. I love the way that this looks. This came out of nowhere. And I am so glad we have it. They're really someone to pay attention to now. At least to me. I fully expect someone to completely disagree with me on this.
Oh, no, I love this song.
So. I love this song, too.
I'm 100%.
Okay, thank you. I was start.
Don't worry.
Okay, like, I couldn't quite tell what the reactions were, and I thought, oh, God, is this me accidentally walking into an unexpected Zimzalabim?
No.
Like you nailed my thoughts almost on the nose. This feels like the best parts of Do My Thing. I feel like it builds off of the promise of that song. I think we knew already that Yuji, the leader, was going to stand out to a certain extent, but Han, I just, and I apologize for butchering that name, I'm sure, but oh my god, as the rapper who does such a good job with the bridge, all of them can rap, but she in particular really stood out to me.
Which one does it? Somebody raps bibbidi bobbidi boo in the middle of the rap and it doesn't sound stupid. Who and how?
Han there. No, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo is actually, sorry, that is the leader, that is Yuji, with the dreadlocks there.
I just remember when I caught that was what she was saying, I'm like, how does this not sound stupid?
It's pretty insane that it actually somehow works. This song comes together, and I think that you need it, you know, with a three-person group, you need everyone to be able to step up. And I feel like the problem we had last time is that we had one member who was looking great, one member who was okay, and one member who got lost in the shuffle. And I feel like in this, we got two of them really on point. I'm still not sure about Yurim. I think she's talented, but I think that this group is at their best when they engage with the rap. It's that bridge, the whisper rap that just really brings you in.
So good.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you take over here, Shay. Your thoughts on this song.
I have, I guess, the benefit. I don't remember or don't know if I ever saw their other video. But I love this.
Don't worry, I don't remember it either.
I was like, I saw this and I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I don't know. I didn't know if they'd done other things, but I thought this was so cool. They looked really good. I still never a fan of the hair and braids like that, but I love the gas masks. I love their like charisma. I actually kind of like the three-person group because then you can have such an obvious middle. And to, like, highlight that way.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, just that it never seems to happen on purpose. It always seems to be, oh, somebody left or something.
Oh, yeah. No, I love the kind of, like, the feel of it. I love that whisper rap. Yeah, it's just, like, I like how kind of, like, aggressive it is, because that's something that I'm missing a lot, or something I really like in all of my K-pop, really. But it's nice to see from a girl group and really, like, I just kind of, like, aggressive or, like, very powerful. Each, like, having only three people, they do all need to step up and make an impact. I thought they did really well. I really enjoyed that so much more. That's what I wanted the video before this to be, was something more going harder or something more like this. So I was really happy to have this here.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a consensus on this one. The song's just really good. The bridge to the chorus is where it shines, but there are like the rap also works here. This is definitely a more rap leaning group, which for someone like me is just perfect. If you give me more female rappers, please and thank you.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah.
Ready for this to be more of a thing. I'm ready for Third Eye. You know, it's one of those things where it's really hard to put them in the larger rookie girl group discussion because,
yeah,
one, the field is so incredibly talented, and two, they're just so different.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're trying to be in that conversation. I think right now they're still in that let's figure out what works, and I think that they nailed it with this. I think this is what I want this group to be. I think we all seem to be in agreement on that, and so hopefully We will be seeing more songs like this from Third Eye, both in general and bringing it to the podcast. Hopefully they can keep it up. We're going to move on to Saturday, whose latest song, Byung. I was not familiar with Saturday before this came out. They're not a rookie group.
They're not.
They debuted last year.
We did not pay attention to them then.
We weren't regularly doing the podcast then.
I mean, that's fair, but like, even in terms of like, it didn't come up.
I knew they existed. The name was familiar when I saw it, but I hadn't listened to anything they'd done.
Yeah, I just want to like, I want to hear from you, Shay, because it sounds like you have some strong thoughts on this one already.
I hate this so much. Oh, this is such an annoying song to me. Like, it opened and they started with like Steal My Heart thing, and I was like, no. Like, I this is for someone that is not me. I like that they use color, I guess. I hate Twin Tails. I just, no, this is not. This is like giving me Zimzala Bim flashbacks, and I don't appreciate it. I don't know what's going on. I actually somehow completely forgot how naming works. So I looked at this and I was like, oh wait, the group's name is Saturday? I thought that was the song's name. Shows how memorable it really was for me. I don't know. It might just be like the tone of their voice or some, I don't know. I hate this.
I wasn't expecting it to be this strong. This is great. I love this take.
Watch Zach love this.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I was like, this gave me some solid fame, but then I was like, that means either Zach is just like over there, just like, yeah, and I love it, or Zach's like, how dare you compare this to a song that I love?
Because it's funny, because the other comparison I have was a little bit of ITZY stuff, and just in terms of like the attitude of the chorus.
I don't know if I got to the chorus.
You're not supposed to say that, for the record. It's not something to brag about on a podcast that you're analyzing a song.
I watched the whole song. I just watched it at like clip. I just skipped around a lot on it, right. So I don't remember which part was the chorus.
Okay, so Chase, you can't tell me I'm the only one that pulls the shit.
No, I can't. No, I absolutely cannot. But I can pull my typical shit, which is I can let you respond before I go into my full thoughts here, Zach. So are we correct? Do you like this song?
When I first was listening to it, I was like, what is this reminding me of? This song reminds me of something. And then somebody told me it kind of sounds like ITZY. And then I'm like, actually, yes, it does sound like ITZY. That's what it is. And I'm like, this feels like
Budget ITZY?
What?
Budget ITZY was the phrase that was used there. And for the record, I agree. But please continue, Zach.
I feel some of the same things in here. And I don't have the I love it strong opinion on it. But I do like this song. And something about the song, like up through the verse and the bridge, I'm like, I'm kind of not really sold. And then intro to the chorus, the Byung part and the dance that goes with it. It should be stupid. This should look and sound stupid, but somehow that sells me on the rest of the song. And they have a stronger use of rap in the verses. You can tell that the leader of the group and like the main one they're paying attention to is the rapper, because she doesn't just have a rap break. She does more throughout the verses. And I'm like, okay, I like this. I don't know how much of a thing this is going to be. This is not, you know, like, because it's kind of discount ITZY. It's not going to have the same place it does in there, but I don't know. Apparently, I am predictable enough that now people are going to be able to figure out what songs I like before I like them. At a certain point, I may get predictable enough. You can just kind of say whatever I'm going to say on a song for me.
Nah, we're never going to.
I feel like you can usually predict what songs I like too. Yeah, so look, it makes me feel better.
We've all got a style. It turns out we've spent a lot of time talking to each other about our music tastes and that we listen to each other. And therefore,
you can kind of figure some things out.
Yeah, you learn things.
I did surprise you on one of these though, Chase.
You did. And I love when those moments happen. I do want to get to Saturday here, because I just want to wrap up this section, to be quite honest with you. Yes, this is Discount ITZY. Yes, I think I might like the song anyway. And I cannot tell you why, outside of the fact that the word Byung is real fun. It's a real fun word.
Is like, that the same thing as Zimzalabim where you like it? Cause
no, because like, I hate Zimzalabim. Zimzalabim.
Oh, that's true.
Like, here's the thing. The production of this song is like is fun to me. Like it's got a, you know, that nice, like, I believe it's a trumpet playing throughout the chorus. It's just kind of, it's pretty minimalist, but it's enough. It doesn't do the Zimzalabim stuff, which makes me feel like I have a headache. Which was my biggest problem with Zimzalabim, is just that it just, But with this song, I don't have that problem. I think Byung is just like, it's not as good as what ITZY has been doing. I think that that part is clear. Like, you know, I had my mixed thoughts about Dala Dala, but ITZY I thought was a great example of what they can do at their peak. This feels like a song that Saturday wrote after Dala Dala came out and did really well and was like, how do we incorporate some of, if ITZY is the trend now and is going to be this insanely popular this quickly and we're struggling to break in anyway, why not take some of that stuff? And to me, they're very lucky for two things. One is that, again, Byung just, it's like a pogo stick almost, like it just springs off the tongue in just a fun way. Like, I don't have any, like, it just is viscerally a fun word to say.
I'm so happy for you.
And, it, like, from a linguist, English nerd perspective, that's something. But also, I think Hanul is very good. That's the rapper that we're talking about who's all over the place on this track. Yeah. She carries this song, and if it wasn't for her, the song would be an absolute mess.
No.
I will say, Shay, to be very clear, do I think this is a great song?
No.
Do I think this is a good song? Do I like it? Yes.
It's okay, Chase. I've gone back to my happy place.
Well, the good news is we're going to go right to it because this is going to be fun. This is going to be, I think, a role reversal here. So I guess all of that is to say, check it out, question mark. We'll move on, though, to Dumb Liddy by Card. I've wanted to talk about this song for quite a while now.
For so long.
Ever since Shay and I actually got to watch this video together back when he was visiting so we could go see Monsta X in concert.
Oh, this is so good.
And we were...
Oh, yes. Tell us about your riveting time.
Them's fighting words, buddy. Them's fighting words, if ever I've heard them. But
I just love to poke you because you react so hard.
Yeah, it's one of those don't feed the bear, but you feed the bear, and I bite every time. Uh-huh. But look, this is Card. I'm going to start with you, Zach, because you are the person who has had a hard time getting into Card. I believe words you've said to the pastor, when the guys come in, you just tune out.
Which is hard, because BM's so big.
Yeah, BM's real big. How do you feel about Dumb Liddy?
So, Chase, the thing we never told you, the thing we didn't tell you earlier, is you said there were a bunch of mid-card releases.
Oh! Yeah, you did!
Group. Oh, my God! Oh, that's so good! Oh, I'm so happy for episode one, Chase. The first part one, September episode.
That I swore that had to have been intentional, because
right?
It's Card.
No, me too.
Absolutely not. Had no... I was just thinking like mid-tier, but I had the wrestling term.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I thought you were going to say mid-tier.
It's very... No. I am so happy that worked out completely on accident.
So I figured now was the time to point that out. The first line of my notes on this song is, oh, right, they exist. The closest I can come to an explanation with Card. And I said earlier, I said a thing in the pre-show, that we should probably have every Card song in here just to torture me. And we should keep this one in here to torture me.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because I hate the song. It's just because I never know what to say about Card, and I usually end up saying something stupid. So let's go. The closest I've come to figuring out any coherent thing is like, they're half a girl group that I like and half a boy group that's good, but I just don't care for. I don't know. I've just always had the feeling, and it's probably personal bias as much as anything, I don't feel like they mesh in a way that gives me something completely different you wouldn't find in a girl group or a boy group. I would think that would be your mission statement. And maybe somebody else is getting something like that out of Card, but I'm like, I feel like, you know, I'm getting a boy group song and a girl group song that kind of sometimes mix together. I don't know. They're just apparently not for me. And if I say anything more specific, I'm going to say something stupid like the last time we talked about a card song, so I really have to stop myself.
I kind of like when you do, but...
Yeah, I mean, look, this is, I believe it or not, Zach, part of the show is bringing these takes of yours, these flaming hot takes to light. But yeah, I am so far in the opposite direction of you on this song.
I honestly cannot.
I am glad that you guys are. I just apparently do not see what you see.
I mean, we already went over Girls with Swords.
Yes, very true. This was my favorite song of the month, by the way. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. I did not think this was going to be my favorite song of the month, but holy cow. Carl went so hard. I was not ready for some of the looks from this video. I mean, just, God, Jiwoo blew me away with some of those looks, especially the red leather, the latex.
Yes.
Lads. But also, like, I mean, BM, this is, I have to imagine, a bisexual paradise of a music video.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's how Kristen described it to me. This is the one song that she was like, you have to talk about.
I know, right?
Oh my God, the sex appeal that is oozing off of all of this. And it is incredible.
Yes.
And it's incredible that BM produced it. I love seeing them flex other parts of their skills. It just speaks so much to their talent here. I think this is a better version of what they made earlier in the year with Bom Bom.
Okay, I've decided I need to say something stupid.
Yes.
Great.
When whoever put in the notes that, produced by BM, this is the thought process that went through my head. I thought, they got the guy from BTS to help out with producing. That's interesting. Oh, wait, no, that's RM. Wait, so then who is BM?
The biggest member of the group.
Oh! I literally could not remember. I looked at BM, and I'm like, who is that? And I'm like, oh, right, it's one of the people in this group. Huh.
I have so many questions for you, man. just
that's much better than the thing I said last time we talked about Card.
I mean, I guess that's fair. But, like,
at least this time I forgot him instead of accidentally insulting him.
I hate that those are the options.
I mean, which one's better, to be forgotten or accidentally insulted?
That's a debate.
Yeah, to be honest, I feel like I'd rather be remembered, but that's just me as a...
Yeah.
We're really getting into, like, some personal, like, what do you value in this world kind of talk, and I'm not sure we're ready for that, but I am sure that I just love this song, and that I think the talent here of every member just shines. I want to let you take it from here, Shay, because you're the biggest Card fan.
I love them so much. They look so goodness. All of them. Jiwoo with the red and the garter belt and the swords. I loved it. Someone looked fantastic with all the jewels. Jaesuf cut his hair. Sorry, I hated his old hair. His hair looks so good here. And with the wine. And they did gods, which is also just, I love mythology, so specifically targeting me there. And then doing it this modern version, Dionysus with the red suit. And the wine, BM, Thor, still love Norse mythology, had to go there. The only look I didn't like in this one, I like that he has a mesh shirt. He's still really, really attractive. I don't know if I love the color of it. He could have just been shirtless. Still hot. They just did so good. I know Zach says that it seems like a girl group song and a boy group song. And they're just like, I guess they could be two separate songs. I really like that about it because, like, I don't listen to my girl groups, but this is, for me, if I thought of it that way, I was like, this is the best of both worlds for me. And, like, because, one, I do find them all attractive. I've seen them live in concert. I love that BM produced this. It makes sense to me. It seems like what I've seen of him and, like, the things he does. I love everything about this. This is my favorite song of the month. Everyone looks so cool. Love Jiwoo's hair. I want more songs like this. I just can't. Oh, I just want more of it.
It's real good. And
it's so good.
I fell in love with this pretty much immediately. I am continuing to be in love with it. It's only growing more. And this is one of those videos where, like, I kind of have to watch it because everyone is so mesmerizing that it's like, how do you pass up? Like it's just
right.
It's so much. So I guess if you like card or are at least open to both boy and girl groups, you will probably enjoy this song. If you don't and you're Zach, I guess you won't. But let us know what you think. Let's see which side of the argument you come down on. We're going to move on to Feel Special by Twice. This song, I had forgotten that we were getting a Twice comeback. And it was one of those things where it slipped by me for a few days. So the first thing I heard about this song was just people sharing pictures of Momo without bangs and how crazy that was. That was a thing that was happening. But I did eventually get to the song. This is actually really tough because I want both of you to finish this section. But I'm going to let you go first, Shay.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on Feel Special?
I was expecting that.
I think we decided long ago I go last on all Twice songs.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. I actually really like this song. This might be one of my favorite Twice songs, which even kind of surprises me. I really like this song. Not a fan of some of the outfits in it, but I just really like the lyrics. And I like it a lot because it reminds me of my girlfriend. That's what really made me gravitate towards this song. I just think that it's really, like, I do only see the translation, but I just really like the message of it. I really think that's what resonated for me more than song-wise. Like, it's Twice. They're talented. They're going to sound good. But I think what made it stand out for me was just the sentiment behind it. And just, I like the production. It's like, I do like sparkly things. I just really like the message. I think it's really sweet.
Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from on that, Shay. I do think the song is just very cute in that regard. It's a very sweet song. I feel like it's one that if I was in a relationship, this would hit me different than it does as a single person right now. It is a song that is all about that kind of connection and how your partner can bring out the best in you, which I think is an awesome thing to have a song about. It's this idea of, you know, being with you makes me feel a certain way about myself and about the world around me is awesome. That's some hashtag relationship goals if ever I've heard them. And Twice putting it in their typical really polished package such that it is. Of course, it works out here. I will say, of course, as someone with a geo bias, this isn't the song that I think shows off her strengths as much as maybe Fancy and Breakthrough did, but that is a very narrow scope for this song. It's very good. It's one of those things where in a year in which Breakthrough and Fancy happened and hit me, but both hit me just so well. I feel like this is going to end up being my third favorite Twice song of the year. And for the record, any group would love to have this be the third best thing that they did in a given year. Yeah. So that's something that I feel like is more of a testament to the consistency of quality that Twice has brought out, especially this year, for the type of thing that I want to see than anything else. But Zach, you are our Twice person. You're the one with the Twice colors mm-hmm. in the banner on our Twitter account. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on Feel Special?
My first thought, and this is going to make me sound like a complete and utter idiot, you know, you were saying with the Momo without bangs thing, that being a big thing. When I first saw that picture, I didn't realize it was her.
Oh my God.
And Twice is probably the group that I have spent the most time, like, watching them in things. So it's the ones I should know best. And even the shots where they keep going back and forth between Geo as to whether her hair is pulled back or not, it always takes me a moment to adjust. I'm really weirdly terrible with faces. I don't know how I managed to follow them at all. When you were saying that that Geo does not have quite the role that she has in a lot of the other songs, is not quite as central in this, I noticed this song, they're really playing around with things, and I'm glad that Twice is playing around with, like, they're doing things differently than they've normally done. I'm up until Fancy, I was like, it felt like, okay, you've spent a while of doing the same thing, and now they're doing different things, and this, you know, it's another good one. It's a Twice song, it's going to be another good one. They do some interesting things, like Chaeyoung usually doesn't get a ton of lines in songs, and when she does, she gets usually the rap breaks, because, you know, main rapper of the group, that's the kind of thing you do. Instead, she opens the song. She sings the opening lines to the song, and they give Dahyun the entire rap break. Chaeyoung's not in it at all. It's like, wow, you're making some interesting decisions here of trying out new things. And I'm like, I really like how this whole thing is coming together of like, they were like, all right, we have made our reputation, our money, our whatever off of being, oh, cutesy girl group twice. Now let's start playing around and seeing what we can do. And now after saying, and a thing that may or may not actually be in the podcast, you just heard it, maybe an outtake, that I normally don't notice weird fashion thingies. Oh. Fashion thingies. What a word.
Oh, a thingy. Yes, of course. My favorite fashion item.
A thingy. Well, I don't have a better, like, I honestly don't know what on earth to call this, but when she first shows up, Chewie, she's like in the little, she's wearing this weird dress thing. Okay, the dress is not that weird. She's wearing, what is she wearing on her head? She's got all this stuff sticking out of her head.
I love that.
Making this, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying, what on earth is this? I love this, but
her crown?
Like, I'm just like, okay, I guess that is a crown in some sense of the word crown.
I don't, it doesn't seem like the Mnet Gala or the M, whatever it's called, the Met. The gala. Probably have no idea what I'm talking about and I'm pronouncing it wrong, so
not
give
offhand.
Me a second. No. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, and then they keep, you know, they're like pairing off the members of the group with each other. For some reason, they paired Jungyeon with herself, I guess. I guess she makes herself feel special, which is
self-love,
I guess. And also, of course, they pair Sana and Dahyun because that's not pandering to the fans at all. Now, to be completely fair, Sana and Dahyun do plenty of that themselves. And I'm just, well, one thing that had been kind of that I'd noticed about Fancy and Breakthrough was I'd noticed that a few members of the group seemed to be adapting to like their new style better than others. And Nayeon was one of the ones that I thought wasn't doing as well in there. She seemed to fit much better in the more cutesy style videos. And she seems to be adapting to this a lot better. I don't know if it's just a different style to the thing or more comfortable in the role or something, but I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling like I was before where it's like somebody, you know, I feel like a couple of them are kind of missing out. Okay. The change benefited most of them, but some are kind of a little bit behind here. You know, I'm glad to see that it's like, okay, they're not really like losing her in there. She, like, I don't know. I know she's the most popular member of Twice in Korea, at least kind of. She's like the, you know, the face of the group. She's kind of always been like, I like her, but she's kind of towards the bottom, I guess, of everyone in there. But I'm glad to see this. Like, okay, in this one, it feels like she really fits the thing and they're not putting her front and center because, you know, you put her front and center. That's just what you do. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see that. And just, I like this song. It's a Twice song. I'm not surprised that I like this song. The surprising thing is this is probably my third favorite song that came out this month. It's a good month.
It's been a good month. And it's been a very interesting month. I think that the things that work about it came together. And I think that this song comes together. I like this song. Like I said, I think that where this will rank on your list of Twice songs, I think will say a lot about how the lyrics in particular for this one connect with you. Because it is something that I think that is the greatest strength that it has. But this has been a year with a lot of great Twice stuff. So definitely check it out. Let us know where you think it is on your power rankings. Got one more song, Daredevil by Zico featuring Jackie Way and Yumda. A song that I was not expecting. I didn't realize that Zico had a solo comeback planned. Of the two songs that he made videos for, this was by far the most interesting to each of us. I don't think any of us even marked the other one. So I know I have to end with Shay, because there's no way we're doing a song about a former Block B member and not ending with Shay. And so I think I'm going to let you go here, Zach. What were your thoughts on Daredevil?
Let's see. I think I have more to say about the video than necessarily the song. I will say about the song, oh, look, it's the return of Jackie Way, I don't know exactly how it's pronounced, but I'm like, okay, I'm interested in seeing more from her. The general feel of the song, like, I enjoy the song, but also, what on earth is this video? He starts dancing in, I don't know, I kept calling it the Deviant Art offices because it's full of weird animals. And then it ends with the three of them in a Jeep trying to avoid the asteroids that are killing the dinosaurs, which, by the way, are branded with the entertainment agency that produced this song. And I'm like, this falls into the, I enjoy the song, but this falls into my what the f*** is going on video of this month.
Yeah,
And they love this green screen they have, which almost just about works. And I don't know. I love how dumb this thing is.
Yeah, it's a weird, it's a funny video in that way. It does feel like a lot of like random Shutterstock effects got turned into shots. Like Jackie has that shot of her just hanging out on a key, like individual keys sprayed out with like a galaxy behind. I don't know what the cohesive message of that is supposed to be. I, you know, Zico hanging out on clouds and just, you know, getting nearly struck by lightning at that one point. Like there's a lot of really fun creative visuals for both of their sections, and not at all Yumda's section, which I will say is the thing about this song. I feel like this song is better if you ended at about 3 minutes and 5 seconds. A little after that, that last guest verse just isn't necessary. There's nothing Yumda brings that Jackie Wei doesn't already do, and Zico's already set the tone of it, and I feel like this song as a 3-minute song is better than a 4-minute song because the production is a little bit more minimalist, such that you really need the charisma of the talents involved to carry it. Zico certainly has that charisma. Jackie is the one who, to me, steals this song, much like she did on the song we talked about earlier. I'm going to be following her quite closely moving forward, but you know, I think that Yumda just looks like the odd man out. And I wish that either they'd had someone with a little bit more behind them, or if they had just kept it to that 3-minute song, I think that would have worked out a little bit better than what we ended up getting. Shay, our resident Block B, you're laughing. That's a great start.
Oh! I'm so glad I went last now. I love Zico. I love Block B, and I tend to like Zico a lot better in Block B. I miss them. I know, they're really not. They're doing more solo things now. I love Zico. I love this rapping. I honestly had kind of lost touch with them with everything going on. And just like, so I was super happy to see. I was not at all surprised, like, to see him rapping again. I was not at all surprised. I was like, yeah, this makes sense. He's in an office with animals. With mascot heads. But as a Block B fan, and just used them doing weird honestly, I'm just like, this tracks. I was so happy. He looks so cute. I was so happy. It was weird. That's everything I wanted from it. I am complete opposite of Chase. Absolutely complete opposite of you. Except for the thing about Yumda. Well, okay, we kind of agree on Yumda. I would have been happy if this was just a Zico song. I don't really care about Yumda. I could end the song at 3 minutes. I could end the song at about, what is it, 1 minute and 46 seconds, maybe. I love that they have Zico rapping and singing. I don't care about Jackie at all. I personally don't like her. I don't know, I'm very biased on female rappers especially. I don't, another thing that can get to me a lot, like she's could be very talented. Chase and I have gone over this. I'm sure she is really talented. I don't like her voice. Just the tone of her voice bothers me. So I just skip over that part. Like I listen to it. Like I did watch, I watched the whole video. I've watched the video multiple times. I just kind of like Zach tunes out during the guy parts of Card. I tune out when she raps. I liked her better in the other song, maybe because I didn't, like, she's cute. It's nothing wrong with her face. But yeah, no, I would have rather just listen to Zico parts and then just kind of call it a day. That I could just be incredibly biased because I'm a Block B person.
Yeah, I mean, but bias is the whole, I mean, bias is always going to cloud the way we view songs.
Yeah, but I mean, just like, but yeah, I just love that you thought that she stole the show and I was just, I love that that was where you came from this and I was like, it was so hard. Yeah, no.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you're a huge Zico person, Zico is the lead on here. Of course, it's going to connect with you a little bit differently. I don't think there's anything wrong about that. I think he does a good job. Like, I want to be clear that when I say that Jackie steals the show, it's more that I think that highly of her than that I think anything negative of Zico. I like the song quite a bit. So it's definitely a positive, unlike with Yumda, who I see as a full negative. I thought I got nothing from him. But yeah, I mean, look, I guess Jackie may not hit the same way for everybody, but I think the song certainly does. for Shay and I at the very least. So definitely go check that out. Let us know what you think. And of course, it's time for that classic segment we do at the end of every episode. It is the 60-second segment. We've got 60 seconds each to talk about all of the things that came up in K-pop that we didn't get a chance to talk about in the show itself. I will go first because of alphabetical order. That just seems to make it easy. Gives us a way to go there. So,
and I always go last that way.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you get to bring us home, Zeb.
Unless you meet Zebediah.
One day we will find someone with a name somehow after yours. But for now, I'm going to count myself in and get this started. Pinky Love by Momoland. I really wish that this was a 9-member group again, because it is not working with just 6. It's just not coming together, and that seems like a considerable concern. K-Tiger Zero, I love the fact that we have more mixed groups. I'm not sure that this mixed group is the mixed group that's going to convince a whole bunch of people that mixed groups are a good idea, but I like that they're trying it, and of the two songs, I definitely am going to recommend Sidekick. Love You by Monsta X. Monsta X really wants to f*** you, and they want you to know, but the radio won't let them, and that's the entire, that is the hook of a song. That is the hook of a god. It is on the radio. The hook is, I can't tell you that I want to f*** you. That's the whole, like, that is such it is a play, and I respect it, even as I'm not sure how I feel about it. Chicken Noodle Soup, I will never forgive you, J-Hope, for resurrecting a 10-year-old meme. How dare you? And how dare you make the song around it good so I can't just discount it out of hand, you jerk. That's the end of my minute there. Shay, has that given you enough time to prepare?
Yes. There's only one thing I'm going to talk about, so...
You don't say. I wonder what it might be. I'm going to just count you in if you're ready. 3,
yeah.
2, 1, go.
I love you. Love You by Monsta X. I just think... besides being my, favorite group, they sound so good, and it just makes me laugh so much. And I love it that they're like, yeah, I want to f*** you, because... This is K-pop. It is in English, but I'm like, the idea of them saying, I want to f*** you, is both hilarious, and also, now I really want to hear them say that. Because I'm just like, as a K-pop listener, like, I listen to a lot of K-boy groups. Like, yeah, they would never do that. It's like, I love it. I think everyone should listen to it. Their English sounds so nice. It was a weird choice. But I think it worked. And I still have 10 seconds. But it's on Spotify, and everyone should see it.
Yeah, there you go. That's the endorsement there. I will point out, it's going to be really weird to have an uncensored version of that song. Because if he says, I really want to f*** you, but I can't say it on the radio. But you said it, though.
No, I don't even want to hear them sing it. I just want to hear one of them just, like, I think it'd be so funny to hear just one of them say.
You just want them to look you in the eyes and tell you deep into your soul.
The thing is, like, I would just crack up because I'd just be like, thank you. And then just. That's
so fair. Oh, God, Zach.
Honestly, it took multiple listens to that song before I even realized it was in English.
Really?
Buddy, pal, you can't give Kristen as hard as a time as you did just 2 months ago. And then say the same thing.
Also, after what I did to the lightning round last time, you're actually letting me do it again?
I am. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Let's see.
Whether you are or not, we
I'm not
going to
gonna be bright.
Three,
oh, yeah, I know.
2, all right. 1, go.
So Momoland made a Japanese single by Twice, apparently, in the guise of Pinky Love. I'm going to agree with K-Tiger Zero of, like, the songs are eh. The production on the mixing is a little weird. The production in the videos, but the dancing. It's a Taekwondo group doing dancing. And I love crazy dancing and music like this. You know what? Go right for it. Do more of it. I quite enjoy seeing that there. And, you know, I'd like some nicer music, better music to go with it. Let's see. There was a, I only wanted to point this out, not necessarily because I like the song, but Call Me Before You Sleep by Jessica and Geary Boy. Hey, Jessica's actually doing something. Jessica's actually making music. That's like, I'm, you know, she hadn't been doing stuff for a while. Like, maybe she'll be back in the industry in some way. And also, I kind of almost wanted to do Chicken Noodle Soup just to talk about how dumb this thing is. But
yeah, Shay hard vetoed that. That was a solid no, never, for no reason at any time. And while I wish that I had the ability to force you to suffer as I have suffered, I also cannot blame you. You have made the objectively correct choice. And you, listening at home, made the objectively correct choice of listening to this podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed this week's episode. This has been a really fun September update. It was a really interesting month. Again, thank you so much for your patience as things have been pretty crazy around here. We're going to try to return to something resembling normal in October, though no promises because I don't feel like jinxing anything. I also want to shout out on Anchor FM right now, which is just the lovely place to have your podcast hosted. There we have a donation button. If you think this episode was worth your time and money, consider dropping some your way. It sure would make Zach feel better about all the hours that he has to put into editing these episodes, because woo lads, when we go off the rails, this is an adventure of magic and wonder to try to edit these things together. So massive appreciation to
this
him.
This episode, it's my fault too. This one, it's my fault.
I look
you're not gonna hear, there's a part you're not gonna hear for very good reason.
So Zach, where can people go to find your ramblings / apologies to future you from past you when you're eventually editing this whole thing?
Well, right now you can find me boiling in a closet I call a recording studio, but also you can find me on Twitter at Rambly Badger for the usual Twittery bullshit, at Ravenous Badger for when I actually get something done and post it onto the internet. And hey, you know what? Another shameless plug to copy the one I did in the last one. This is my resume for this, or this is maybe a work sample for it. I will produce your podcast if you hand me money.
Amen to that. He does a very great job, as you can tell by listening to this. So go ahead and reach out to do the thing.
If you manage to not notice where I cut out me saying very, very stupid things, then I can do the same for you.
Amen to that. Shay, where can the nice people find you and your stuff?
On Instagram or Twitter at ShayBomb, which will be easiest to write out in the description.
Absolutely. And you are taking commissions, right?
Yes.
Great. Definitely go check that out. Shay does incredible work. It's awesome having talented friends. Of course, you can find me at Chase Wassenaar. You can follow my site at Unicorn Co. I am the lead editor for Unicorn over there. So if you want to read some of the great esports writers that we've built for our freelance team, you should definitely check that out. And if you do enjoy professional video gaming, you'll enjoy our sister podcast, the GGWP, which I do with Pyrotechnics and Mad Magical, discussing esports and pop culture things. So you should definitely check that out. We will be back next month with the October list, and if we're really lucky, maybe we'll even get a B-side along the way. But until then, goodbye, internet.
I'm still trying to figure out why Chase is so pissed at me for not knowing who the hell Lizzo is.
God damn it, buddy. Pal. She's, like, responsible for, like, the song of the year. Like, the... like, she's everywhere. It's like a big fucking thing.
I'm excited. Not that I'm not excited for this one that we're doing right now. October's gonna be so good.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what's already been out in October.
I have five things that all made me spend money for them.
Okay. Okay.
I like the main ones. Those are the four ones. It's four.
Okay.
Those are like my top groups. I love upcoming.
Yeah. I'm trying to even think at the moment because when we've decided, okay, we're going to record the podcast like within the week, I kind of stop following the stuff that's coming out right now because my brain's just going to get mixed up.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought that the one we were doing now was one for October. And I was like, wait, October's not over.
Oh, God. We had, okay, the one that drove me nuts was Devil by CLC. That song feels like it came out months ago now because, you know, it came out the beginning of September. So it's like a month, you know, it's like 6 weeks ago at this point. But it's just like, it just kind of joined the rotation of songs. And so I'm like, oh, okay.
I felt bad. I didn't see Devil by CLC until last night.
Yeah.
I thought I'd seen it because I love CLC, but